I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
A couple of days ago, I shared that the DNR Enforcement Division had announced its new Conservation Officer of the Year. Well, the division also announced some other award winners. I'll share them with you when we return, but first...
Fleet Farm's Auto Service Center is your one-stop shop to keep you safe when you hit the road. Going on now, buy three installed Cooper tires, and you get the fourth free. Plus, our auto service team can help you with batteries, tire rotations, wiper blades, and more. Don't miss out. Find even more deals and steals online at fleetfarm.com. Get all the help you need to be safe on the road at Fleet Farm, your automotive headquarters.
On Monday, I shared that the DNR Enforcement Division had named Officer Jeremy Winarowitz its 2022 CO of the Year. The division also honored some other officers. Officer Bryce Volbreck received the agency's Boat and Water Safety Achievement Award. Volbreck, who is stationed in Bemidji, prioritizes time on the water to keep boaters safe. He's been a CO since 2008, first in Black Duck, before moving to Bemidji in 2011. He's a consistent presence on waters in his area, as well as on the busiest lakes and rivers in the state. CO Tom Hutchins has received the division's Waterfall Enforcement Achievement Award. Hutchins, who is stationed in Crookston, has been a conservation officer since 2004. During his nearly two-decade career, Hutchins has been a leader in waterfall-related enforcement and made educating people about the vital importance of habitat a top priority. Finally, Jake Willis received the Enforcement Education Achievement Award. Stationed in Brookston, he's been a CO since 2016 and prioritizes safety education and training.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at OutdoorNews.com.